our goal, trying things we didn't know.
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 以宁。
And this is Sarah.
Sarah, 前段时间咱们喜马拉雅一位叫一切都有迹可循的粉丝留言说，很多人说中文比英文难学，外国朋友真的这样觉得吗？学习中文时有没有因为文化差异而发生有趣的事情呢？那 Sarah, 咱们今天就来解答这位粉丝的问题吧。你觉得中文比英文难学吗？
Well, most foreigners would agree that Chinese is more difficult to learn.
Oh, so the answer is positive. 这个答案是肯定的，中文更难一些。
Yeah.According to many language learning websites, including the Rosetta Stone, Mandarin Chinese is one of the most challenging languages for English speakers to learn.
Many language learning websites, 包括 Rosetta Stone, 这个是美国 Rosetta Stone 语言科技公司开发的一款语言学习软件，也叫做 Rosetta Stone。就是许多的 many language learning websites 公认 Mandarin Chinese is one of the most challenging languages. 的确啊，而且的确汉语和英语有很多不同啊。
Yeah, unlike English, Chinese doesn't use an alphabet. In fact, I could learn some Chinese sentences and still not be able to read any Chinese characters.
中文和英文不一样，中文呢不是拼音文字。像 Sarah 就可能会说一些中文，但是有时候不知道说的字儿长得什么样。Yeah, what about English?
Well, with English, if you learned how to pronounce the alphabet and what sounds letters usually make, you can read new words fairly quickly.
Yeah, 但英文就不一样了，因为英文是拼音文字，就知道26个字母和它的发音，大概听到就可以反映出单词的拼写。你比方说我们看到 invitation 这个词基本上就能读出来 invitation。或者别人说了 invitation 这个词哪怕你之前没听过你写出来也差不到哪儿去。所以说呢的确英文更简单一些。English is less difficult.
Exactly. So often English is easier for many people to learn.
那汉语拼音对你有没有帮助呀？
Chinese pinyin helps foreigners learn the language, but if a taxi driver calls me and asks me for my location, if I can't read the street sign, maybe I don't know those characters, it can be a challenge for me to tell them where I am.
Yeah, exactly. 这个时候还真是哈，如果不认识汉字的话，可能会是一个 big challenge. 所以想在中国生活，还真是要学习汉字。
Yeah, I agree. It can be difficult to live in China if you aren't able to learn some Chinese characters.
Absolutely. Hey, Sarah, 和我们分享一下你来中国学习汉语的经历吧。
Well, I came to China in 2014 to work as a teacher. I didn't know I would stay for so long, but I thought it was important to learn the language.
Oh, absolutely. 对，学好汉语肯定会让你在中国的生活更便利一些。That is important.
For sure. Learning the local language makes life easier. I can use public transportation, buy things at the local supermarket, and feel more confident when attempting new things for the first time.
Exactly. 就语言通了，交流生活起来就会非常的自如，也会让你在尝试新事物的时候呢， feel more confident, 更自信，而且也会帮助你更好的了解中国文化，是不是？
Yeah.Also, learning some Chinese allows me to better understand the culture and respect where I live. I can make friends with my coworkers and not feel so alone in a foreign country.
说得太好了。Better understand the culture and respect where I live. 就是理解我们的文化，更适应这里的生活。而且呢，因为语言通了，就可以 make friends with your coworkers. 和中国同事交朋友。你就不会 feel so alone in a foreign country. 在异国他乡也不会孤单。
Yeah, my Chinese is not so fluent, but I think it would be rude and silly for me to live in a place and not try to communicate or understand those around me.
Sarah, 特别勇于挑战啊，即便还是觉得汉语很难，但是为了更好的 communicate or understand those around you, 你还是克服了困难，好棒哦。
Yeah. Not always successful, but I try.
大家应该特别想听听你是怎么学汉语的，和大家分享一下。
My school gave the foreign teachers weekly Chinese lessons and hosted cultural activities.
Oh, 也会有这个 Chinese lessons, 还有 cultural activities, 文化活动。That sounds great.
Yeah. For holidays, we would all go to local festivals. Maybe have a party where we make Chinese dishes together, like zongzi or bing. We would have special classes where we learn Chinese painting or calligraphy.
Wow, that must be so much fun. Mm-hmm. 哎，这些活动真的很丰富啊，而且还很 meaningful, 能帮助外国朋友更好地了解和感受中国文化。
Yeah. After 5 years, I moved to Zhejiang province. So currently, I have an online Chinese teacher. I'm not the best student.But I still try to learn a little more Chinese.
Oh, 你还在坚持学习啊, Sarah. You are so modest and hardworking. Sarah 真是又谦虚又勤奋啊。
No, I'm just trying to be Chinese.
Oh, that's so sweet. Sarah 的学习汉语之路和咱们差不多，主要也是上课啊，参加活动啊。
Yeah, most languages are learned in this way.
对。刚才你也说啊，学汉语挺难。你觉得主要是难在哪里啊?
When learning Chinese, my two biggest challenges were tones and my confidence.
Tones 就是音调,因为汉语有一声、二声、三声、四声。再一个挑战就是 confidence, 自信心。
When I was in high school, I learned some Spanish. Spanish has its own alphabet and it's different from English.But there's no tones.
Oh, 就之前你学 Spanish 也是 no tones. 所以你第一次学习有 tones 的语言、
yes.
所以对 Sarah 来说是一个很大的 challenge.
Yeah, for Chinese, the trouble with tones is I could say the correct word, but with the wrong tone, it changes the entire meaning.
Yeah, 就是能把声音说对，但是音调说不准。比方说呢？
For example, you have the word when.You could say when, fourth tone, or when, third tone.
对对对。不一样。不一样, yes, it's different. 比方说,我问你和
我问你。
对,如果这个说错了还有点危险。
Yes.
Sarah, 你刚才说另一个挑战就是 confidence, 自信心。为什么呢?
Yeah, my other challenge, my confidence. I used to be very shy, so it was hard for me to make eye contact with people or talk to strangers.
Oh, I understand. It's a difficult transition. 的确是一个很难的转变。
But when I came to China, I had to leave my comfort zone and talk with many new people in order to survive.
对,就到新的环境里要 leave the comfort zone, 就离开舒适区 to survive, 这样才能更好的生活。
Yeah, learning a new language can be intimidating because we don't want to make mistakes or look silly.
I totally agree. 就 learning a language can be intimidating, 让人望而却步。We don't want to make mistakes or look silly.
Yeah, but really, that's a normal part of language learning, andI just had to learn to be more brave.
Yeah, to be more brave, 就勇敢地要踏出第一步。
Yeah, at the end of the day, I can't improve in my Chinese if I don't practice it with others.
Exactly, 要倒逼着自己就是必须要练习。
Yeah, and if I make a mistake, well, that's okay. I usually will laugh at myself and try to move on.
好样的 Sarah.
Yeah, it's more fun to laugh at yourself sometimes.
I will try more.
Me too.
对 Sarah 来说呢, the two big challenges were tones and confidence. 那你的朋友呢 Sarah, 他们觉得汉语难吗?
Yes, I would say that most of my friends find some parts of Chinese difficult, at least maybe at the beginning of studying.
So the same with you, at least at the beginning of their study. 的确啊,万事开头难。
Yeah, I think most people have a hard time remembering the tones or the characters because many characters look similar.
Yeah, exactly. Most people have a hard time remembering the tones and characters. 有记声调,还有记字都很难哈。
Yeah, it can also be a challenge, as myself and many of my friends have discovered, that if you look foreign, it can be harder to communicate in Chinese.
Oh, 为什么呢?
Well, because some locals will see our appearance, and they're not prepared for us to speak in Chinese.
Oh, that's the case. 就是的啊，他们可能不确定你们会不会中文。
Yeah, this can be funny or frustrating at times.
咱们再来看看外国网友们分享他们学中文的经历吧。
Many people online mention how difficult Chinese is to learn, but many believe it's quite rewarding as well.
Difficult, but quite rewarding. 就 rewarding 这个词是什么意思呀？
Sure.Something is rewarding when you get benefits from it.
Oh.
For example, exercise is rewarding because it makes my body stronger and I feel good afterwards.
Rewarding, 用一个词解释就是值，也就是下次如果你想表达 rewarding 的时候，你可以说
something is rewarding.
Rewarding, yeah. 所以我们学了一个词哈 rewarding. 所以网友们学汉语都怎么评价呢？
Gonna start learning Chinese.Love the language and love the culture.
Oh, 这位网友表达了对汉语的喜爱啊。哎，还有网友怎么说呀？
Another user says they are in that stage of Chinese learning where they can understand what others are saying and at the same time, they can't.
不知道大家听这句话有没有点 confusing? 这些网友好像到了一种好像明白又好像不明白的阶段。
Yeah, basically what they mean is they know enough of the language to understand some of what people say, but not all. Like, I know you're talking about a dog, but I don't understand the details.
的确哈，不了解在聊的那些 details 是什么。哎，还有网友怎么说呀 ，Sarah?
Most people enjoy the language though, like this netizen who says, I'm learning Chinese, this is so cool to me.
Oh, that's cool. 太棒了。
But as you learn languages, there can be struggles. This user is commenting on how language learners need to actually practice Chinese in the real world. You have to hear multiple native speakers and then compare or imitate them and get feedback.
That's a great point. 比较 compare 还有 imitate 模仿都特别重要。If you imitate correctly, you get relevant feedback.You dare to use. 就模仿对了，你就敢于再尝试一次，你就敢用了。I can't agree more with this listener.
Me too. If you don't use language, you can't really learn it.
Yeah, of course. 这是网友们学习汉语的心得体会哈。那么 Sarah, 你在学习汉语的时候，还有没有发生什么有趣的事儿？Would you like to share more with us?
Oh, of course, I would love to.
We're all ears.
Most of my own language mistakes happen because I mixed up two similar sounding Chinese words. Like, when I first started studying, I always mixed up shuai and shui, or zuo and zou.
是，发音的确非常相近哈。That's pretty normal.还是很正常的。
Yeah, in my Chinese class one time, I told my teacher that a man was, ta hen shui. So it was a silly mistake, right? Like, hen shui doesn't make sense. but we laughed about it together.
Yeah, you're so cute, Sarah. I think you made your teacher a day. 你们老师可能会对，因为这个笑话会笑一天呢。
Another time, I was more embarrassed. I was trying to be polite at the school water fountain, and another teacher had arrived when I arrived. So I told her, qing zuo, instead of qing zou. Like, I want you to go first, but I told her to sit down. After I realized what I said, I wanted to die. But fortunately, she was very kind, and she understood what I meant.
Yeah, you won't be misunderstood since you are very nice.
But in fact, these types of mistakes are very common, and many people online also post their own stories.
网友们都有什么故事？
One Australian learner told their teacher, Yola, meaning, I got it.
I got it.
Or they finished their task, but the teacher laughed and said that this is used by women to say that they're pregnant.
Yeah,
so they had a good laugh about it.
Yeah, 大部分的人会想到怀孕这件事情，一般不太会想 I got an idea. Yeah, that's a cute story. Yeah, Sarah, 最后我来考你一个中国的一个俗语好不好？ 你知道欲速则不达是什么意思吗？
Haste makes waste.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, if you go too quickly, you make mistakes, like you waste time, money, energy.
You got it. Well, exactly. It's better to slow down.
I couldn't agree more. So, dear listeners, please comment and share with us some interesting stories about yourself learning English, or maybe some interesting stories you have heard about foreigners learning Chinese.
大家可以分享一下自己学英语有趣的故事。或者呢，你听到的有趣的外国人学习汉语的故事。
Thanks for joining us today. This is Sarah, and I'll see you next time.
Yeah, this is Yi Ning. See you next time.
他很帅，哦，不是水，
他很水，对。
See, I can say it right now.
Yeah, 对了，你说对了。It's not a mistake anymore.